Blog Talk Radio.
Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing okay. Today was a little chilly, a little windy, but bright sunshine, nice.
nice.
Have you been really warm down there? That's what I heard through the grapevine.
Yeah, we're pretty hot down here. We're getting a little bit of a cool down. This cold front is going to touch down here just a little bit tonight, but only going to bring us down to the mid-80s from the high 80s. So, hey, we're hot.
Yeah. Neon Leon put out a thing. It was 94 degrees in the Costco parking lot. I'm like, what?
It's hot.
On Facebook today. Yeah, it's hot. Oh, well, the good news is, even though I'm back in Virginia, my AC is fixed on my vehicle.
Yay.
Yeah. Well, like I said, Danny, you've always been a warm weather girl, for sure. Born in California, living in Florida. Yeah, it suits you well. Yes. Yeah. That heat to me sometimes is real oppressive, but yeah, you know, everyone's different, you know? Even the way that they're seeing our weather here. You know, some people are freezing, some people are like going out jogging in their shorts and t-shirt. I'm like, really?
It is, you know, it's all relative, you know, and here again, I feel privileged to live in a place that I enjoy living in. So it's all according to what you like.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. So what do you think of the chart tonight?
Interesting. Well, you know, the reason why I say that is because I do think that it's all about foundational shifts. It's all about doing the right thing, taking the right steps, and not moving quickly or in haste, because the squares that challenge us from Aries to Capricorn are all about let's look at the issues, let's see what it is, and let's make some changes in it. And I think really that's all the essence of what all that square is about. What do you think it's about, Aphrodite?
I think a lot of it has to do with tradition and history. And I think a lot of it has to do with what we've learned. And it's easier to learn something new than it is to unlearn something from the past. And I think Mercury is kind of bringing that to our attention a bit during its retrograde cycle at this time. But the thing I loved about the chart, Jacqueline, was Venus in Taurus forming those beautiful trines to both Saturn and Mars. And I thought about how many people and my friends on Facebook alone have either gotten engaged or gotten married, okay, over the past couple of weeks, about making that commitment of love and grounding the power and making it real in the real world. I just thought that was very interesting because it happened by the numbers, you know, at my desk, okay? And I'm thinking, whoa, that's kind of cool. That's showing up.
And yeah, I so agree with foundational shifts to what you love. I love that Venus trine in this process because it does say what you desire is possible. All you have to do is make a commitment to it. And I
absolutely
love that trine.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very, very good. Yes. So, we have a few people here holding on. I suppose we should take a call or two. What do you think?
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 330, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Are you there? Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
Hi.
And who are we speaking with?
My name is Kim, and my birthday is next week.
Have we spoken with you before?
What is your birthday?
April 15th.
And what year?
71.
And what time were you born?
9:23.
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M.
And in what city?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, Ohio, Cleveland.
Cool. Your other stopping ground, Jackson. How cool is that?
Yeah, I go east of Cleveland.
You still live in Cleveland?
Close to it, Akron.
Okay.
I thought I knew that area code. There you go.
Interesting that
southeast.
Mercury is turning around on your sun this year, too. That's really interesting.
I know.
And are you going to be in Akron for your birthday?
Yeah, I'll be home. I'm not traveling like I usually do.
All right.
What's up for you this year?
It's always nice to do that solar return and really get a handle on it.
Yeah, I feel like something big is changing or moving, or I feel like someone's watching.
Are you involved in a relationship?
I'm not in a relationship, no. I would like one.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Well, don't be surprised if something comes along real quickly. This year you have Venus in your seventh house of marriage and partnerships, one-to-one relationships, as well as Uranus conjunct your sun. So what that means is all of a sudden it's kind of like a surprise. Hey, it's there. It's in your local neighborhood because we were talking about the Venus trining Mars and Saturn, and that Venus trine to the Mars, Saturn, and Pluto conjunction is from your third house. So it's got to be somewhere in your local neighborhood or some place that you've been close around that it's going to happen. So that's pretty cool. I like that part of it.
Yeah, me too.
What are you doing for a living?
I work for the government. But I do Reiki on the side.
Oh, I love it. Great combination.
Yeah, one's for money, one's
Mars
for...
Mars is in Capricorn in your birth chart, which usually means that working for a large institution that's partially government-funded or regulated will work for you as a very powerful resource and investment in self. But that Aries sun is so strong, and that doing the Reiki, I love that for you. I love that for you.
I gotta say, because Chiron is, it's a little out of orbit, but it's close enough to where I'm still gonna say it's kissing your Venus, as well as Mars is gonna be conjunct your Mars this year in your solar return. And with that aspect, don't be surprised if your Reiki business picks up a bit and you start putting more time into that. Because again, there's a foundational shift afoot. Pluto is dead on your Mars. And what you're doing is you're looking at the long term of what you really want to do and where you want to be in your life. So don't be surprised if you dedicate more time to that, or I would dedicate more time to that, because it really sets a strong foundation this year.
Well, I would like to do that full time, but being single, I need the government job for now.
Well, and here again, I would definitely put some more energy into the Reiki business and really start promoting yourself a little bit more. this year it has a foundational shift as far as your career is concerned and your love life are concerned. Those are the two primary things that stand out most in your solar return.
Okay, so that's great. I'll meet someone.
And Mars,
what do you think,
with your Mars the last week. Yeah, Mars is going to connect with her Mars. I so agree with you, Jacqueline, the last week of this month. And so because of that, you could get an opportunity to do the Reiki with a place that's already established in a more grounding kind of way where you will take the time and you will also profit and benefit. Beautiful. Pluto, Mars is lining up with your Mars at the same time in perfect trine to your Saturn and Taurus because you use your light energy to heal the body in an amazing way. You're very gifted, honey. Very gifted. And I so agree with Jacqueline about this. I think this is great for you. I think keeping the job that you have that is basically creating that foundation so that you can do even more with your light working when you can make that time happen. I agree with that, too.
Any chance that I'll be financially stable enough when I meet someone that I could just do Reiki full-time and not the government job?
Well, because of the way the Capricorn forces are moving, I feel you're more apt to attract someone to you that is extremely stable. I don't know if you'd make that transition immediately. But I think that over the next 2 years, that would be extremely possible because of the way that Saturn is moving in your chart in Akron. What do you think, Jacqueline?
And I think slow and steady wins the race with this. I think you need to envision it. I think you need to work on it. Again, you have to have your own avenue of expression, and I think this is a beautiful avenue of expression for you. And just follow it blindly and trust the universe. Okay, that's where sometimes you get stuck is because you want some real strong signs, that Mercury in Taurus. Give me that physical okay. And so here again, you want with that, the universe is unfolding slowly in front of you. So capitalize on the opportunities, go with the flow, and allow it to unfold because it will. Your financial situation will take care of itself, okay? That's not the purpose for you being here. Okay?
Okay. Will I ever be moving to someplace warm? It's been a long winter.
A long, hard winter,
oh, yeah.
From what I hear.
Yes.
I don't see you moving this year. Okay. That might be a hope or aspiration or dream to look at that, okay? But I don't see anything that would make a foundational shift as far as your home is concerned. Not right now.
Okay. Just wondering. We got more snow.
I'm sorry. I heard that.
Well, many blessings to you.
Thank you.
Stay warm.
God bless. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Sweetheart. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 973, you're on the air. Are you there? Hello? Well, maybe they'll call us back. I'm going to put them back on hold for now. And we'll take the next one.
Okay.
Area code 917-627, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, thanks for taking my call. My name is Tim calling from New York, and we have spoken before.
All righty, then. Glad you called us back and kept us in touch with you.
Okay.
And
well,
May 30th, 1974?
That is it.
All right. I
the
got
last
you.
Time
got
I
you.
Spoke,
great.
The last time we spoke, I bookmarked the show so I could go back and listen to what you guys told me. Couldn't find it. so I did remember you guys, I think you guys said there was something regarding my voice that I might be able to do something creative. I'm mostly concentrating on manifesting a new job/career, and I'm just trying to figure things out.
Alrighty then. Well, I tell you what, you still live in New York?
Still live in New York.
Well, Neptune hasn't sat on your Jupiter for 165 years. It's there right now. So if you can dream it and believe in it, you can create it. What do you think, Jacqueline? I know she loves this. She loves this lineup.
I so think it's all a matter of faith. I couldn't have said it any better than Aphrodite, okay? It's the first thing that stands out in a neon sign in your chart. And the sun is getting ready to hit Chiron in your sixth house of day-to-day work, as well as this Mercury retrograde is sitting right there. So it's correcting things as far as your day-to-day work is concerned. I like it. Can you do voiceovers? You can do all kinds of things with your voice. It's amazing what your voice could do, okay?
Yes.
It really is. With Saturn conjunct your Mercury in Cancer, what that means is you have a lot of control of the tone and the sound of your voice. And all you have to do is work with it, okay? I've got to say, I would be going out there looking for this great thing that you want to have, because I think right now with Venus and Taurus transiting through your seventh house, you can find the right partnership to set a foundational shift as far as your work is concerned.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
And Uranus is sitting right on your Venus. It's going to pass over it. Now, Uranus doesn't go into Taurus, but every 84 years. It's going to do that in the middle of May. Okay? So right now, Uranus is really right on top of your Venus, calling you to do that which you truly love and identify with, because Aries is the I am presence. And your Venus is at the energetic degree when you were born, the very last degree. Which means that if you have this epiphany and you can create this wonderful thing, which I know you're working on, which I know you can, you're going to be so wowed out that it's amazing.
Sounds great. Thank you much.
How many languages do you speak, Tim?
Only one.
How many languages do you speak? Okay. Are you also good at accents?
A little bit. I can do a little bit of accents. I used to play with them when I was younger.
Okay. And you also have a very strong poetic quality to your verbalizations, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I know you do. Your sun is opposing Neptune and Sag in your birth chart. You've had this probably from the age of 8 or 9, okay? This is not new, but now you're feeling that this is a time that you really want to put it out there, and I so support you in that.
I appreciate it. Okay, I have work to do.
Thank you very much. Keep on keeping on, and look for an international venue. As Jacqueline pointed out earlier, your Mercury and Saturn are conjunct in Cancer in the ninth house of international energy, including the internet, including radio and TV, things that are translated, that are listened to everywhere. So no, it could be bigger than you think right now. And so I would look at everything, but I would also take the high road. If something just comes in out of the blue with Uranus sitting on your Venus, just go for it. And as Jacqueline said, faith. Just know this is what you need to do.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going to go for it.
And please keep us posted, because we're so happy to talk to you again. Okay. God bless.
I will indeed. Thank you very much.
Pretty interesting chart, huh, Jacqueline?
Oh, yeah. I love that. You know, that's just such an amazing thing. You don't see that in a chart normally of Neptune conjunct Jupiter. That's just beautiful. Right in the fifth house of creativity. I just love that transit right now for him. Just dream it, believe it, and it's so there. The universe says, I'm supporting you. I got your back. That's just beautiful.
Exactly. Ride the wave. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code, whoops, they just disappeared on me. Wait a minute. Area code 404, if you can hear me, call me right back. I don't know what happened there. Peculiar. Okay. We'll take the next one. Area code 305, you're on the air. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing good, and I'm really happy to hear your voices today. Beautiful day here.
Oh, yes.
Just beautiful. So how are you doing?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27.
Okay. Glad your air conditioner got fixed and that you're well. And how are you, Jackie? Is there a Jackie on the line?
I don't know.
Hmm.
She's on there.
Hi, Jackie.
Jacqueline, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. I don't know what happened. I just disappeared.
Yes,
well,
you did.
I clicked on the 404, and all of a sudden, three people just disappeared. You being one of them, and 404 just called back, and now we've got you back. So let's try and continue. That's crazy. Mercury retrograde strikes again.
Mercury retrograde, yeah, right now. This is crazy. Hey, Deanna.
I'm back on. Hi. I wanted to know how you were doing. I haven't spoken to you since last week.
I am well. I am well. Everything's going good.
Good. Well, when I spoke to you a while ago, you had told me not to get, not to do anything, you know, legal until after Mercury goes retrograde. And because I have
correct.
To go before, exactly. My mind is going retrograde. Because I have to go before
okay.
the judge on Wednesday. Thank you for supporting me. I have to go before the judge on the 11th, and I'm feeling, you know, kind of uncertain, of course. And I was wondering if I should try to go in early tomorrow and try to seek some help, or should I just follow the advice that you gave me before?
Seek some help as far as advice. What are you looking for with that? Are you looking for help with the case, or
yes,
are you looking at
yes.
it as far as help?
Right. On Monday morning, super early, they take about 6 cases. There's an attorney there, but mine is not an actual foreclosure case. It's having a power of attorney with someone else for their foreclosure, and he's not, you know, he's paralyzed, so he can't go in. So it's very convoluted, like my life is pretty much. So I don't know if they will be able to help me if I go there tomorrow, if it is within their means to do so. So I'm just uncertain how to proceed, and I have very little energy, so...
With Mercury retrograde, Deanna, I think that getting more information is a good idea, but don't expect a conclusion, okay? Mercury's retrograde, and technically it is squaring your Venus in Capricorn. So what you're trying to approach, you're doing out of love, correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so for you to get more information with the Mercury retrograde, because Mercury retrograde says look again, think again. But if you're just going there for information, I don't see a problem. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so agree with you 100%. This Jupiter retrograde is conjunct your sun, okay? And so, again here, also adding to that same scenario, of it's to your benefit to go double-check. There are things that can help you just by doing that. they may not be the source to help you, but they may guide you to another source that can help you even further or give you information that can help you with your case, okay, for you to be able to do it. So I don't think they're going to be the be-all and end-all, but I do think they're going to give you some information that will be worthy of going.
The situation is that I think the reason the attorney for the bank put it back on the calendar is because they may have found the funds that I have told them are there. And if that's the case, if that's the reason they put it before the judge, then it's a good thing, and I'm going to have to wait all the same. I'm just not sure, because the judge says, you're not an attorney, you cannot do it, even though you have power of attorney. And I'm thinking, well, if someone goes pro se before a judge on their own case, that's allowed. So a power of attorney for someone who cannot move ought to be allowed too, and I have not been able to find out that. So,
and that may be the answer that they get, you know, that they will give you to help you along the way. Okay, again, I agree with Aphrodite that this is a good time to go gather information on this. So I would use the strength to go there and see what you could do.
I will gather my strength tomorrow and get up at the crack of dawn. And thank you very much for understanding this difficult to understand situation. And blessings to both of you. God protect you and all your listeners as well.
All right. God bless you too, babe. All right.
Thank you, Aphrodite. Bye, both.
Do you want me to keep you on hold?
Oh, but for sure. You're my place to go to on Sundays at 6, definitely.
All right, you got it.
Thank you again.
God bless. All right, bye-bye.
God bless. Bye, Dad.
So
bye.
Sweet. Area code 917-376, you're on the air.
Hello. Ladies. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
I've spoken with you before. This is Ellen, and my birth date is May 26, 1956.
Okay. I'm sure we can find you.
Gotcha. How are you, Ellen?
Terrific, and thank you again. I have a question. I've just thought about going on a trip, and it has a spiritual element to it, but it would be from early to mid-July. Could you look at my chart and see whether that's a good time for it, and if it's not, is there a better time?
Do you have a date in July?
Well, I was thinking of going, leaving around the 4th or 5th and coming back the 18th or 19th.
Okay, let's take a look at that. We'll look at you on Independence Day. Take a little peek and see what we can see for you.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. You still live in New York, don't you?
Yes.
Let's see what we can see. It's a little iffy with that ninth house, but I wanted to take a closer look at it for you. Well, is this about business or about pleasure? Or both?
It's pleasure. It's not business, no.
Ooh.
But by the 4th of July, the sun has... Yeah, exactly, Jack. And you see what I'm seeing? The sun has already gone into your 10th house. The 9th house is about international travel. And that 9th house in New York where you live goes from 8 degrees of Gemini to 11 degrees of Cancer. And so there's no planets in that sector at the time that you're going to take the journey. That doesn't mean that that's a disclaimer that you can't go. there's just not a lot of planetary energy that's moving through that house at that time. Okay?
Okay, that's your international trip. Is there anything that would support, let's say, a spiritual pilgrimage or a trip at that time? Would it be the same
house?
Yes,
because Venus is moving through your 11th house as a light worker. It's going to be sitting right on your Jupiter and right on your Pluto. So if you're in love with where you're going, I support it. Okay?
Okay.
If it is something that you're questioning or you're quizzical about, if you're going to do this, I really want your heart to be there. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I do agree. It would have to be something that has some hopes, desires, dreams, something to do with the future and looking into the future of what mm-hmm. may transform, whether it be your life or your career. Because, again, here, Mars retrograde at that point in time, conjunct the South Node and conjunct your Chiron, mean that this would be something like you would be going back or returning to something that you have done before or something that has made you more comfortable, okay? And it has to do with moving you, whatever this quest is, would have to move your perspective or change your perspective in for your future, for looking at the future of things.
Wow, well, that certainly gives me something to think about. That may be present in the trip that I'm thinking about. So I want to say thank you. It's not so much then it's
You're
an
welcome.
International thing, but more of a shift in perspective and thought and so forth. And that could happen.
If it can do that, then it's totally worth it.
Both your light and your voice needs to be engaged with your heart for this journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if there's something that you're already familiar with there waiting for you, all the better. You could be the teacher and the student at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yes. I'm going to give this some thought. I want to, again, say thank you so much for checking that out.
Well, you're welcome, and keep us posted, okay?
Will do. Again, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Very interesting things going on in that chart. Ooh. Okay. Area code 440, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite. Hi, Jacqueline. This is Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm doing well.
Goodbye.
I know what you're saying about everybody having cabin fever. We had snow this morning, and there was motorcycles out driving around because the sun came out in the afternoon. We had snow in the morning. The sun came out in the afternoon. People were riding motorcycles. So.
Wow. You're getting close to your solar return, aren't you, Dan?
Yeah, it's coming up next week, too, so another year older.
Scary.
I don't know about wiser, but another year older anyway.
Well, I think that's amazing.
Well, I do have a question, though. I'm usually a pretty easygoing guy, you know, but it seems like lately it just seems like everything's been real combative, you know, even like simple things. And I don't know if it's me or if it's just, but it seems like I'm always going on the defensive. And I was wondering, is there going to be a stop to this in the near future, I hope?
Well, I want to say no.
Oh, geez.
Please forgive me. Neptune is opposing Uranus and Pluto conjunction you have in Virgo right now. And so the whole idea is not necessarily to be on the defensive, but to be more explanatory. Realize it's not your lack, it's their lack of understanding or knowledge. And I think if you take that tactic, you'll go farther, faster. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, Well, I have to agree with you is that it's more of storytelling. Well, if this is going to happen, then that's going to happen, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen, and, you know, here again. And I think some of the approach that you have is really very factual that you're doing, okay? It's all about, you know, just not taking it so personally, I think. You're going to have a Pisces moon this year, and that's going to make you a little bit more sensitive than what you normally are. And it is in conjunction with Neptune. So it's more about dreamy, happy, making that a little bit more musical illusion and not taking things and attaching to things so closely.
I'll try.
I think you're going to benefit from illuminating others, okay? When they become a little bit aggressive, say, let me explain that a different way. You have to remember that Mercury's been retrograde in your sign, okay? So take a step back and say, let me explain that another way. There may be things that I know because of my craft that you're not aware of. And just back in, and if you use that Pisces moon on your birthday to be sensitive to the needs of others rather than take that defensive approach, you'll do fine. You'll do just fine.
Okay, I will definitely try your advice, and you know, hopefully it works. But yeah, I know. Uranus and Pluto, they move pretty slow, so it's, I guess it's going to be here for a while. I better get used to it, right?
Well, the good thing is that Neptune's sitting on your Saturn, so and you have to understand that people don't necessarily have the knowledge that you maybe take for granted. Sometimes you have to be a little bit more of the educator. And you have to remember, you've got three major planets in Aries. Now, Aries is a very misunderstood sign, I find. It's the sign of the ram, but it's also the sign of the lamb. And as Jacqueline pointed out, in your solar return this year, your moon is in Pisces, so it's about being a little bit more of the lamb, okay? See who's leading the herd and know how to direct the herd for your best results. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can see that. I'll give that a try. So. All right, ladies. Well, thank you very much for the insights. You have a good afternoon and a good evening. And yeah, if I could stay on the line, I'd appreciate it.
You certainly can. All right.
All right. Thanks again.
To
you.
You
too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Have you heard from as many Aries and Pisces
as
I have, lately, Jacqueline?
It's
like
overwhelmed. And they're all over it, okay? Every single one of them's all over it. I'm over this. When's this going to end? I'm over it. Cracks me up.
I know. It's kind of cool in a way, though, because it's kind of like lead, follower, get out of my way kind of mentality, and sometimes I feel that way as well. It's traffic.
Yeah, but it's all about the patience level and understanding that lamb, and you're so right on the mark with all the Aries in this lamb thing, because it is a time where it's going to be a little bit more docile. I mean, Uranus is moving out of Aries, which is just lovely and great. I'll be real happy when it gets out of there. And I'm sure every single
Aries. Yeah, we're all a little tired of that one. I get you. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure every single Aries is going to do a dance. But, you know, here again, it's the whole thing is about patience, because this too shall change.
Exactly. And I think sometimes stasis is easier than patience. If you just put yourself on hold for that next conversation, that next sentence, that next piece of body language, you can get farther faster. Okay? That's kind of how I see that, but I'm weird.
No,
all four of four came back. We lost them earlier. Cool. All right.
Late.
You ready for the next one? Okay.
Okay.
Area code 404, you came back. Sorry about that.
No, it's all good. Namaste, ladies. It's Lolita from Georgia. It was weird the first time the call just dropped on me, and the second time I had to hang up because I had a customer walk in.
That's crazy. Say your name again. I know I have you on the system.
Yeah, no, yep, you sure do. You should have me in the system. This retrograde is a doozy. Cannot wait for the 15th to be over with.
You're December 30th?
I hear you, but it's going to be...
Yes, ma'am.
Talita?
Lolita.
Lolita. Lolita, got it. Well, you know, it's still in its shadow until the 3rd of May. So,
oh my
God,
are you kidding
me? Yourself. Yeah. Now,
okay.
You're still in Chicago?
No, I'm in Marietta, Georgia.
That's what I thought. Okay. Gotcha, girl. It's going to get better every single day, but still be cautious. Okay? Because I know we just saying, oh, I can't wait for this to go direct, but you're still going to feel it's going to have to go back to the degree it retrograded before it's completely out of its shadow. So just pace yourself a little bit more for that next couple of weeks, and you'll be all right.
Yeah, no, I get it. I embrace the retro. It's all good. Just knowing that I'm aware, you know, you just go with the tide, that's all.
Perfect, yes.
Well, and especially with you right now, Saturn is dead on you. And it's going to go retrograde, so it's going to be hanging right on your sun for a while, okay? So patience is so to your benefit at this point in time. It's about learning to create the power within you. So what are you doing? What kind of foundational shift are you making in your life?
Well, I will be in business for 2 years, and I've really come a long way, and I look forward to this year being like, I know I've planted the seeds and I see the leaves coming out. I'm just, you know, ready for that, the sunshine to rain, you know, come through. And we just got an anchor store that just opened up on Friday. Last week I got a lead, HGTV is coming to my store out of nowhere on Friday. So a couple things have been happening, so I'm just being grounded in my store and actually doing prosperity healings to create, and I'm really working on a little residual energy with my father that crossover that came up, and it's really hitting home, but I just have a little bit left, so that's like a freaking fabulous feeling right now. So I know, you know, once I process that through, you know, there's space in my physical body where it's going to allow to create even more. I'm not sure if that all just made sense.
I agree.
But
you're so lucky,
my Scorpio moon friend. Yep, you're so on. This is your the thing is that you're so dedicated, but you're so creative. You know what? You're being blessed right now. Go ahead, give her the specifics, Jacqueline. You can see what I'm seeing. Oh, amazing.
Well, what I am going to say is that Scorpio moon sometimes can trip you up because of the intensity of it, okay? And you, Aphrodite is so correct, okay? You are being so blessed. Jupiter is on there. It's retrograde. So, again, here, it's percolating again, okay? And what's going to happen with this is that you are gaining your power. I always love the ruler planet on top of your sun, because it gives you so much power. And so what I am going to say is that patience, and don't ever, when there's a blockage in your way, let it stop you from what you're doing. Stop and go is the way you need to work this, because you can't get that too intense without having a reaction. So remember that with your emotions and go, no, this what I've got to do, trust it, and you will make it through this. You have so much power in this process. It isn't even funny. This is an extremely powerful time in your life.
No, I mean, process. It's crazy because I'm in my store sometimes and yesterday, and something will trigger that, and it's like the tears get so heavy, and it's like I can see the phases. And I know my dad's sitting right here with me because I'm able to talk to him. So it's just like, I know that that's just a little residual, but I notice the process. So, girl, yeah, I have no problem just sitting here sometimes and just releasing and then wipe off my tears when I see a customer coming and be that smiling ice cream lady. I'm good to go. And then I come back to it again and keep it moving.
and do it and know that the process works. And piece by piece, it will diminish and get less as it goes on. It's just, again, it's a process. And you keep working that muscle and it'll get really strong right now. I guarantee you.
Okay, so Jupiter's in retro. Do you know when it's in retro too?
Yeah, Jupiter is retrograde.
Jupiter's a good news planet.
Go ahead.
Jupiter's retrograde.
Jupiter's a good news planet.
And
it can bring good things back to you.
It is.
No, that's good. I didn't know how long that was in retro for me, or for everybody. Like
July 10th.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, July 10th. And then it's still
and
in Scorpio until November 8th. Yeah.
And that's the point I was trying to get at, okay, is just because here again, you're going to get all these great benefits when it goes back and forth over your moon if you're working that muscle. If you're saying, nope, once Jupiter goes direct and starts moving things in a positive direction, that's when I'm really going to see the prosperity come in and everything is really going to show itself at its strongest. And then, like she said, and you've got it going from, it's going to go over your Mars after it goes into Sagittarius, which is going to bring great benefits to your actions. And then it's going to go over Neptune and your Venus. And when it starts to do that, it's going to bring even more benefits because so you've got a long period of time where Jupiter is going to go over a bunch of your planets to really empower you.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Ride the train and go ahead and pull the horn, okay?
you got it, girlfriend. No
All
worries.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Keep us posted.
I appreciate
we
that.
Want to hear back from you. This is great. We're glad to help you every
yes,
time.
Yes, we'll do.
Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Thank you, guys.
God bless you on your path. All right.
Yeah, thank you, y'all. All right. Love and light. Bye.
Amazing, some of the changes going on in people's lives right now. It's just amazing. Okay.
Yeah, all this
okay,
Capricorn energy of what it shifts, that's what it's doing. And, you know, it's amazing how you know, even though people who don't know astrology are going through this with just the natural reaction of the energies of the planets.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 860, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. This is Amy. How are you?
Hi, Amy.
Great. How about you? Ah,
good, good. Happy retrograde.
Are you December
16th? Wow, it's been a doozy of 2 weeks, that's for sure. I'm just glad there's technically 1 week left.
Are you December 16th?
Yes.
Good.
And you're still in Connecticut?
Yes, I am. Maybe the next couple of months, what's going on with my planet, maybe, anything exciting happening in the next couple, maybe by June? April, May, June, something?
Well, the planets that are moving through Capricorn right now are in your 12th house. So
okay.
A lot of this is about how you want to establish yourself.
Okay.
And Pluto, the moon, and Mars is moving in the next couple of weeks, going to be in trine to your Virgo moon in that 8th house of your own spiritual gifts, and that's pretty amazing. So you
okay.
can link your psychic forces with your analytical power in an amazing way right now, but I'm not going to say that you're going to enjoy everything you see. I just know you're going to be dead right, okay?
Oh.
And I think this is a good time for you to really get a grip on reality. I know you're an eternal optimist because you've got so many planets in Sag, but your Virgo moon helps to ground you sometimes. It gives you that ability
yes.
to find a practical way to help heal others. And the planets in Capricorn are also enhancing that right now. So this is pretty
okay.
amazing.
Okay? Okay.
And you're going to be feeling this for not just a short period of time. This is not just about a couple of months. Okay?
Okay.
Mars is going to be moving through there. Pluto is forming a trine to your moon for over a year and a half.
Wow.
So you've got a long process here in addition to the new things you want to engage. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, what is being presented? The question here is what is being presented to you at this time? Because Uranus
yes.
is dead on conjunct your Mars, okay?
Oh,
I mean, it couldn't
okay.
get any closer, okay? And
okay.
so what's happening is that there's sudden epiphanies or sudden shifts and changes by your actions that are going on, okay? And as Aphrodite
yes.
talked about, this is a time for you to really believe in and create what kind of lifestyle you want to have. Okay.
Right. You're
the individual type that is going to work till the day you die, not because you have to, but because it's a way of life, and you must have
right.
a passion and a way of life. Okay.
Yes.
You are so
yes.
here to be of service to others. It isn't even funny, but you're here to tell them what to do and where to go. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
So. How are you going to do that, and what do you want in your lifestyle? I think the universe is slowing your whole entire life down to make you figure this out. And I think it's
okay.
impeding your path of your day-to-day routine with that Uranus effect, saying, hey, listen to what I'm telling you. Okay?
Right.
So this is more
right.
of a vision time and an observation time. More than anything else. If a hawk comes flying in front of you, I'd be looking at what a hawk means and try and look at what the direction
right?
is.
I like that.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I think
yes.
there's great
epiphanies
that come up with time.
Wow
okay.
them. Just wow them. Okay?
Yeah, well, it's
your time to do that.
Well, it's interesting because I am right on, and now I actually believe in myself. Before it took me whatever amount of time it took me to actually, I think universe provides, of course, and I was in circumstances and experiences where universe is like, hello, believe in yourself, hello, you know, and so now I do. And what you were talking about, Aphrodite, about seeing the truth, basically, and seeing it might not be what you want to see, but it's right, and I'm definitely feeling that even now. It's just I'm dead on, and I don't question it anymore. I just know.
Good.
So,
good.
Yeah.
I'm and sometimes just sitting
that.
With yourself at the end of the day and look at the interactions you've had with other people, kind of like you're an angel in the corner, and seeing
yeah.
you in your picture can be so empowering right now. Just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And actually, you know, I just want to add a little thing is that my writing is absolutely fantastic because I am writing about not only myself and my experiences, but the lessons that I've learned in that. And that, it's interesting how it's I'm literally illustrating exactly the character. Like I see myself as the character in the book. And then that reflection, the reflection period of the piece, which is all about looking at myself objectively. This is just very interesting how my writing is coming out, and it's very powerful. It's been very powerful lately.
Well, I have a weird question for you. Can you really write or type as fast as you think? Because I don't think you can.
No, I can't. That's right, because my Mercury's in Sagittarius. Oh, my God, no. Yeah, a lot of people can't keep up with me. I can't keep up with me. I can't. I actually have to, that's a really good question. I actually basically record it when it's too fast. I just talk and it just
good.
Types for me.
It's easier
yeah.
for you to do that and then go back. Okay. It really
yes.
is because there's so much data and information that comes out of you so fast.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And
no,
this is
and
nothing.
People...
This is a preparation time. When Jupiter goes to Sag on November 8th this year, for a full year,
yeah.
you need to get something like Dragon, naturally speaking, to record and have it type for you, because I think that this is just the tip of the iceberg, my friend. Okay?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy stuff. It's like, wow, it's all like coming out, and it's like, and I think it's again the truth with the Sag, with the truth tellers. I'm very blunt, and either people like it or they don't, but I don't, you know, it's not my job anymore, which I always used to, the Virgo in me tried to, you know, be responsible for everybody's reactions. How can you be responsible for people where they react
that.
To you? You're
I
not.
Get that.
You're not. Yeah, so I now own it. Sag helps me own it and be
I
like,
love
you know
that
what?
For you.
Yeah, it took me whatever amount of time, but in the last 6 months, it was very trying times. It wasn't exactly fun, but I know that universe was just basically trying to help me, enable me, empower me to just become stronger and stronger in my belief system and believing in who I am. And that's important. That's the most important thing, you know, believing
absolutely.
In yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, keep us posted, okay? And
thank you so much.
Blessings to you on
thank
your path.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
God bless.
God bless. Sure. All right. Bye-bye. Well, we're just about the top of the hour. We should tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline, what we're up to.
Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. And I just want you to know that if you would like to listen to the show again, if you were on tonight or you were just listening, you can go to Blog Talk Radio and you can listen, or you can go to my website, which is aphrodite.com. That's aphrodite.com. And you can listen to the recordings on the front page of my website. Jacqueline is very busy having a wonderful practice in South Florida. And she's teaching a lot of classes, aren't you, my dear?
Yeah. Astrology, tarot. It's a lot of fun.
And we're both on Facebook, so if you'd like to friend us, let us know that you met us on Blog Talk Radio. We can keep you abreast of certain things we might be doing that you might be interested in either attending or keeping an eye on. We're so happy to be here for you and do this show and to serve you. And your concerns are our concerns. Jack and I have always been doing this, you know, ancient art science for quite a while, and we're here for you. If you need us sooner or you need a longer session, please call us and let us know, and we'll be happy to step in and help you out. Let's start to enjoy a spring, everyone, that's not down in Florida this week. And we'll be here next week. We hope that you have a blessed week.
Have a good week.
God bless.
Good night.
Good night.